the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Good evening, Peter.
Whoa!
You have 576 possible web shooter combinations.
That is awesome.
I can keep that suit?
Yeah, doesn't fit me.
When's our next retreat?
What, next mission? We'll call you. All right.
That's not a hug. I'm just grabbing the door for you.
I'm not there yet.
All right, kid.
Good luck out there.
Hey, Peter. You coming tonight?
I can't tonight. I got the Stark internship.
What's up, guys?
Mr. Stark,
here's my report for tonight. I stopped the Grand Theft bicycle.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Hold on to that.
Is this anybody's bike?
Oh, I helped this old lady and she bought me a churro. So, that was nice.
I just feel like I could be doing more.
Wait a minute. You guys aren't the real Avengers. Hulk gives it away.
New move I'm working on.
Not bad.
God, this feels so strange.
These weapons are crazy dangerous.
Listen, Peter, there are people who handle this sort of thing.
Can't you just be a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man?
Let go of me! Let go of me!
Activating parachute.
The world's changing, boys.
It's time we change, too.
This is my chance to prove myself.
We have a Spanish quiz.
You gotta get better at this part of the job.
I don't understand. Yeah. Oh. I'm intimidated.
Oh, hey, guys.
My friends are up there.
Hey, where are you going?
What are you hiding, Peter?
Yeah, Spider-Man!
I'm just kidding. I don't care. Bye.
There's a ton of other subsystems in here, but they're all disabled by the training wheels protocol.
I'm sick of Mr. Stark treating me like a kid.
But you are a kid.
Yeah, a kid who can stop a bus with his bare hands.
Well, I'm back again with another review. This time the long-awaited Spider-Man Homecoming. It's a Sony film made by Marvel Studios. And it's some news I'll get into in my regular show. But let me talk to you about the movie. Of course, the movie's been recast because now Tom Holland plays the role of Peter Parker / Spider-Man. And where in the other two iterations of Spider-Man, he kind of started off in high school, but by anywhere between the middle to the end of the first movie, he was out of high school. And from that point, you know, he's in the 20s. But this time they casted someone who is quite young, not pushing 30, to play an actual high schooler who's 15. And this Spider-Man, of course, takes place after the events of Captain America Civil War. And even from the start, it's him going to Berlin to help Iron Man. Which, you know, him being a kid and going on his first big mission, he's excited about it. You see his reaction to it from his point of view as a kid. But now he's back. And he's wondered, so when do I become an Avenger? Tony Stark like, we'll let you know. Just, you know, keep in touch with Happy. He'll be your point guy, and Happy's just, you know, curmudgeon that he is. You know, he's named Happy, but he's never happy. And I guess that's the ironic joke about his nickname, Happy. Anyway, so now Peter's back in normal life. And now that he's had a taste of the big stage, has fought other superheroes, thinks he deserves to be up there with everybody else, going back to normal life just it's just the worst for him. You know, he has to take the subway to high school. In high school, he's considered an awkward dweeb. He got his one friend, Ned. And, you know, he's okay with most of the students. But, you know, there are some just look at him, look down. Especially Flash Thompson, who they changed his character from what we know. Because usually Flash Thompson is a big knucklehead jock. But this time they make him a just a rich douche, played by Tony Rivoli. I think that's how he pronounced his last name. You've probably seen him in Dope and characters like that. And he's not much bigger than Peter Parker, but, you know, he just won't leave Peter alone. And, you know, Peter lives with his Aunt May, played by Marissa Tomei, who's the youngest Aunt May we've ever seen. Living in an apartment instead of a home. Because, you know, this is modern-day New York. And, you know, got his new spider suit and wants to go out and prove that he's Avenger material. And he goes to a diverse high school. But then, not long after he's back and he's helping out the common man, some criminals come along with some high-tech gear. And this high-tech gear is very destructive. And it shows in the first time it's used, where, you know, if these weapons get down the street, more and more people are going to get hurt. So he feels he has to take it upon himself to stop who's ever putting these weapons out there. And the person behind the weapons is Michael Keaton's character, played by who plays Adrian Toomes / the Vulture. And the thing about him as a villain, well, he started off, he was an average working guy, had a business, you know, thought about putting food on his family plate and you know, his workers, you know, he always made sure they was able to feed their families. And his company is hired by the city to clean up after the Chitauri invasion during the Avengers. So, you know, they're moving out this high-tech stuff. And the next thing you know, these men in black come. They're like, yeah, drop everything. We're taking over. And who are they? Damage Control. And the worst thing about Damage Control, it's owned by Tony Stark. So he's getting over, as only Tony Stark does. So now, what is Agent Toomes to do? Because, you know, he ain't trying to hear about someone else is taking over. Now he's going to lose out. He's worried about his family. But one of the things that happened was, you know, they had already started hauling stuff, so they had some of the alien tech, and they're like, well, should we turn it over? Because they're told, if you don't turn it over, you know, you'll be in serious trouble. They don't know. Of course, they don't know they have this tech. He's like, forget them. Let's do that. You know, let's use this for our own purposes. The rich and powerful is not worried about us. Why should we care? And so, you know, he has the guy he was referred to as the Tinker, who's, you know, good at creating gadgets and stuff. So he starts creating weapons out of this alien tech, and of course creates the Vulture glider. So now, you know, the Vulture, he's doing what he got to do. He's looking at, look, I gotta eat too. My family gotta eat. So he's out there robbing tech to make more tech, and he's selling it out on the streets to common criminals so they can do what they gotta do, which makes it all more dangerous. And when Peter finds out about this tech, now he wants to find out who's putting it out in the streets so he can stop him. But he's dealing with Tony Stark, who don't want him, who wants him to take things slow. And so, you know, he's feeling Tony Stark won't believe him, trying to hold him back. Now, one of the things I have to say, you think Iron Man is throughout this whole film like a big part. He's not. He's just in it long enough to tie it into the MCU, you know, and, you know, they kind of play up on the whole mentor-mentee thing that they've done in the comics between Tony Stark and Peter Parker, because, you know, this Peter Parker, you know, he's a brilliant scientist, you know, he's the one who created his own web fluid and it improves on the formula. It's not like organic, which I didn't have a problem with. I did have more of a problem in the last Spider-Man, where he stole some webbing from this company, and they just happened to be making webbing fluid for no apparent reason. And he's you know, because he's in high school, he's sneaking in and making this web fluid in chemistry class, and, you know, he's kind of like in a Charlie Brown type of way when it comes to being a teenager. You know, he goes out as Spider-Man, he tries to web up his backpack, and he comes back for it, and it's gone, of course. And he hasn't learned to, like, stick the backpack somewhere up high so that only he can get to it. You stick it in the middle of an alley, somebody's going to take it. But that's what he's going through. And, of course, he got to ask his aunt for another backpack. And then, because he is Spider-Man, it's preventing him from socializing in a way that he could. When his friend finds out he's Spider-Man, of course, he thinks, oh, you should tell everybody. It's the coolest thing. He's like, look, no, can't. My aunt May can't know. Nobody can know. They introduce Liz, who's like the person Peter has a crush on, and, you know, in the comics there's a Liz Allen, and they don't necessarily say her last name is Allen, but, you know, maybe she is, maybe she isn't. There's something that is revealed later in the movie that I won't spoil, but you know, Spider-Man's awkward and trying to talk to girls, and then you have Michelle, played by Zendaya, who's like, she's supposed to be this I don't care attitude type of person, but for some reason, everywhere Peter is, she's there. With no real explanation other than, you know, she just can't admit that she kind of is crushing on Peter. Which she doesn't admit to it, but you can tell, like, if Peter's in detention, you look, she's sitting in detention. And she tries to play it off. But, so now Peter's, you know, he's trying to get back to he's trying to, you know, he goes to a party and he's going to come in as Spider-Man just to impress Liz so that Peter can, you know, because he said, yeah, because his friend said, yeah, Peter knows Spider-Man. But just when he's trying to decide whether he should go into the party, you know, something happens, he had to go fight crime. And in this version, he's not fully in control of his abilities. So, you know, he does things like face plants and he's not fully in control of what he can do. But he's learning, he's getting there. And then, of course, the suit he has, it turns out, because it's a Stark Tech suit, it can do a lot that he didn't realize it could do, but then finds out it does more for him, but more is not always better when it comes to what Spider-Man can do. And that's, you know, that part of the movie is pretty comical when he's dealing with his own spider suit. And, of course, him trying to prove that he's Avenger material, you know, there's a lot of collateral damage. So, as you've seen in the trailer, this is not a spoiler, Stark wants his suit back. And so now Spider-Man, what's he to do? He still wants to stop whoever this flying vulture guy is and prove that he's, you know, worthy of the Avengers. I thought the humor in this movie was pretty good. You know, all the characters, you know, you might think some of them weren't developed, but I thought they were developed, especially Toombs as a villain. You could see where he was coming from. Now, you do see him as Michael Keaton. He's Michael Keaton. It's not like he's transforming into something he's not as far as an actor. But he does a good enough job, you know. Look, I'm just doing what I got to do. So it's not like him wanting to take over the world or rob a bank or anything like that. And, you know, if he wouldn't be in a Delta, I mean, he's gonna play it out. There are other villains in here, and they're not listed. They mention names of people you know to be villains in the comics, and you see them, but this is not a thing where they're bringing in two and three villains for him to deal with. It's mainly the Vulture, and then you get a side villain as in there, and then you get, like I said, they drop names of gods that are villains that could come back in future movies, so they drop these seeds. And, you know, everything about high school life is there, you know. It's called Spider-Man Homecoming for a reason. And, you know, it's a very well done addition to the MCU / Sony Spider-Man series. Now, let's see where it goes from there, because Sony wants, you know, having the rights to Spider-Man and all his universe, they want to do spinoff movies. They don't necessarily want to do Spider-Man movies, but they want to do movies with some of his rogue gallery and characters from the Spider-Man universe. Now, whether they could pull it off, I don't know. And whether it'll tie into this version of Spider-Man, I don't know that either. You know, I don't know if Tom Holland will show up as Spider-Man in some of these spin-off movies. I wouldn't see why they wouldn't try to work that out, but we'll see. But yes, I do have to agree that this is the best version of Spider-Man I've seen, as far as both Spider-Man and Peter Parker. I still like the Raimi Spider-Man. I don't like the Mark Webb Spider-Man, so the last two movies. And I think this is the Spider-Man is back. It's putting the character back on track. And I want to see him interact with other MCU characters. So let's see where that goes. I give this a full price. I'm definitely going to see this again. You know, it was pretty good in IMAX. So that's all I have to say about Spider-Man Homecoming. And so I'm going to go for now. Until next time, take care and peace out.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big hang-up. Wherever there's a hang-up, you'll find the Spider-Man.